Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Amen. Greetings, everybody. Amen. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We're glad, amen, that you have joined us today. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God for another day that the Lord has blessed us. Amen. To come together just one more time. Amen. We just thank God for all things. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Where God is not dead, but he is yet alive. Amen. We thank God for all the blessings that the Lord has, amen, has done for us throughout this week and all the blessings that he's yet doing for us. Amen. We count it a great blessing just to be amongst the living, in the land of the living today, not among the dead. Amen. We just bless God for all things. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. This is day, amen, day 347. This is day 347. Amen. 347 days that the Prayer News Network has been on air. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We take time out to welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want to say welcome once again. Amen. We ask that you would take time, amen, to dial, amen, somebody, to text somebody, amen, and invite them to the Prayer News Network. Let them know that we are on the air live, that the Prayer News Network is on the line, amen, that we are airing live tonight. Amen. We want you, amen, also to be mindful that this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. And at the end of the broadcast, amen, we will give you two numbers where you could text, amen, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We also like to welcome our, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network once again. Amen. And you're welcome, amen, to enjoy the Lord with us tonight. Amen. We know that this broadcast, amen, is reaching all around the world. God has taken this broadcast, amen, this prayer line to be global. Amen. We're reaching many nations, amen, as well as people. Amen. So we just praise God for that. Amen. Thank God once again for each and every one of you. Amen. As people are still coming in, amen, we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds, amen, to receive, amen, what it is that the Lord, amen, has to give us tonight. Amen. We know that God has a blessing in store. Amen. We want you to get your pens, your paper, amen, so you can be, amen, ready. Amen. When the speaker come on to, amen, take notes, amen, amen. These notes, amen, are going to help you, amen, along the way. You could go back and reflect, amen. You can always go back and reflect and meditate on the word of God that has been spoken, amen. So we just praise God, amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network once again. Amen. God is good. We pray that everybody had a blessed day. Amen. Pray that, amen, this day has been productive. Amen. That you was able to, amen, get, amen, do what it is that you need to do. But most of all, amen, pray that you had time to spend time with the Lord today. Amen. That's the most important thing. Amen. Is making time, amen, to spend with God. Amen. It's good to have one-on-one time with the Lord. Amen. It's good, amen, to come together with other believers. Amen. That's excellent. The Bible speaks about that. Forget not to assemble of ourselves together. Amen. In some manner, some have. Amen. But it's good when you can have your one-on-one personal time with the Lord. Amen. When you go into that secret closet and you just have a little talk with Jesus. You tell him all about it. Amen. You could go in there and just praise him. Amen. You could go in there and just worship him. Amen. For who he is. So we just bless God tonight. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. As amen, each one is coming in. Amen. We thank God for each one of you that has joined in tonight to the Prayer News Network. Once again, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. You are welcome. Amen. Amen. We want you to feel free, amen, to enjoy the Lord with us tonight. Amen. I hope you come with expectation because we know God, amen, God is up to something. Amen. God is up to something. So get ready. Amen. Get ready for your miracle. Amen. Whatever it is that you need tonight, amen, heaven can provide it for you tonight. Amen. Because we know God, he's the provider. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. God has everything that you need. Amen. He knows what we need tonight. Amen. We just praise God. Amen. We just thank God once again. Amen. We're trying to give our amen, our Prayer News Network family time to come on in, get settled in. Amen. Position yourself. Amen. Amen. Get your mind focused. Amen. And we want, amen, remind you that this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. You can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. At the end of the program, we will give you, amen, the number to text to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Once again, we welcome all of our listeners, amen, from Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. It's reaching all over the world. Amen. Italy, China, Canada, Brazil, Totola, Nassau, Bahamas, India, Nigeria, Cambodia, Lebanon, Uganda, Haiti, the British Virgin Islands, South Africa. Amen. God is doing a work. Amen. In the land. God is doing a work. Amen. 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 We just praise God for what he's doing. Amen. This is the handwork of the Lord. Amen. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. So we just praise God tonight. We bless God for all things. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. And we want to make sure we got all our housekeeping tips, amen, out of the way. Amen. We praise God for all things. And we give honor also to our leaders. Amen. We give honor to, amen, our visionaries, amen, and founder of the Prayer News Network. Amen. In behalf of, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her and her absence tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the Lord laying his work on her heart. Amen. And she following through with the vision that God has given her. Amen. And we see what God is doing. We see how it pays to obey God. Amen. When you obey God, God can take something, amen, that seems to be so small, and God can maybe multiply it and magnify it and get the glory out of it. And that's what God has done. He has taken, amen, a thought. Amen. Somebody had a thought. Somebody had a vision that was put into their spirit. Amen. And they planted that seed in good ground. And God began to, amen, give the increase. Amen. So we just bless God tonight for that. Amen. We give God all the praise for that. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of the leaders. Thank God, amen, for, amen, amen, each and every leader, amen, the late Apostle James, amen, Mother James and the family, thank God for them. Thank God, amen, for Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor. Thank God for, amen, all the, amen, officials, amen, amen, in place. We praise God for all the leaders, amen. Thank God, amen, for my leaders, amen, my Northern District Bishop, my Southern District Bishop. Thank God for my local pastor, amen, amen, Elder Mark Hoogs, Lady Kalisa Hoogs. Thank God for them. Amen. We praise God even for your leaders tonight. Amen. For each and every one of your leaders, you want to stop and say, thank God for my leaders. Amen. Because we know the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So we thank God for our leaders. Amen. That the Lord has placed in our lives. Amen. To lead us on his journey to heaven. Amen. We're trying to get to heaven. Amen. We cannot make it on our own. Amen. We have to have somebody to lead us and to show us the way. Amen. So continue to lift our leaders up in prayer. Continue to hold them up in prayer. Amen. That God will evermore continue to strengthen them, build them up, and give them vision, revelation. Amen. To help us to make heaven our home. Amen. So we praise God for all of our leaders tonight. We thank God for all our advisors. Amen. That God has assigned to this work. Amen. To the Prayer News, amen, network. Thank God for each and every one of our advisors tonight. Amen. We praise God for them and for, amen, the mind that they have to help. Amen. The work of the Lord to go on. Amen. I am one of your advisors. Amen. Also your co-host. Amen. Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. I will be co-hosting. Amen. For tonight. Amen. In the place, in the stead of, amen, our host. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. So we just praise God for each all things. We give God the glory. Amen. We want us to, amen, prepare our hearts and our minds. Amen. Tonight, amen, as we get ready to, amen, go to the throne of grace, we want, amen, us to prepare our hearts and minds. Amen. Put your mind on Jesus. Amen. Think about, amen, all that the Lord has done for you. Amen. Amen. It's time tonight to release. Amen. It's time to release. Amen. Know that you had a busy day today. Know that you had a lot to do, whatever. I don't know what kind of day you had. But now it's time to unwind. Release and unwind. Amen. It's time to put your mind on Jesus. Amen. Focus on the Lord tonight. Amen. Just thank him tonight. Amen. The Lord's been so good to us. Amen. We give God the praise tonight. We give God glory. Amen. Can't nobody do us like Jesus.
The recording
amen.
Can't nobody
love us, amen, like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody keep us like Jesus. Amen. We just want to praise him tonight. We just want to thank him for how he kept us down to a close of another week. Amen. How he spared our life. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. And we're glad about it. We're glad that God kept us. We're glad that God spared our life. Amen. We're glad that he let our golden moments go on a little while longer. Now, come on, let's bless him. Let's worship him. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, we just thank you for being God. We thank you for being a righteous God. We thank you for being a loving God. We thank you for being a caring God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for all things today. We thank you for touching with your finger of love. Cause us to rise this morning, being clothed in our right mind. Father God, when we got up this morning, oh God, we didn't have no doubt. We knew, oh God, that you were God alone. We knew that you were in control of our lives and our situations. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you got it all under control. We know you got it all in your hands tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we praise you right now. We glorify you. Oh God, we just want to thank you, God. We want to thank you for being so good to us. We want to thank you for how you kept us, God. Oh God, you kept us another day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, for what you have done. Oh God, we just want to say thank you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We realize you kept us, Lord. We couldn't keep ourselves. We didn't do it on our own. But Lord, you kept us. In the mighty name of Jesus. You kept our mind stayed on thee. You kept us in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray tonight that you will have your way. Oh God, have your way tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we come into your court tonight. Oh God, we come with thanksgiving tonight. We come with a rejoicing spirit tonight. We come with gratitude tonight. Lord, you've been good to us, Lord. You made a way out of no way. You opened up doors that were closed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We take time out just to bless your name. We take time out tonight just to lift up holy hands. We lift up hands tonight towards heaven and say thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for our up and down. Thank you for our trials and tribulation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing us through, God. You brought us through our tests. You brought us through the storm. In the name of Jesus. You did it tonight, Lord. You did it again, God. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to praise you, Lord. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who died and bled on that cross. But he rose again with all power in his hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood that came streaming down. Thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary tonight. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for forgiveness tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to repent. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the chance to get it right. You've given us another chance tonight to set our house in order, to get it right with you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you tonight, God, that you will search our heart, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you, God, search our heart through and through. Oh, God, you found anything that should not be, Lord. We pray you take it out tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, work on our heart. Work on our minds tonight. Sanctify us holy. Sanctify us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord. Huh? Oh, God, we need you. Huh? We can't make it by ourselves. Huh? We're depending on you, Lord. Huh? You are our help tonight. Huh? Jesus, huh? We pray tonight, God, huh? That sins be forgiven, huh? That iniquity be blotted out, huh? Oh, God, creating us a clean heart, huh? Renew the right spirit in us, huh? Hear our prayer tonight, Lord, huh? Hear our moan, God, huh? See the every groan tonight, huh? Jesus, we need you, Lord. Just one test tonight. One test from you, Lord. We'll make everything all right. One test, Lord. We pray tonight, Lord. You touch our heart. We pray that you will touch our mind. Touch our spirit. Touch our soul tonight. Deliver, Lord. Lord, deliver. By your power, Lord, sing your anointing tonight, sing your Holy Ghost, Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord, move in signs and wonders, break every chain tonight, break every yoke tonight, every yoke of bondage, every yoke of sin, every stronghold tonight, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, liberate your people, God, set your people free, God. Loose your people in their minds. Set the captive free, God. Those that are shackled in their minds. Those that are shackled, oh God. We pray that you will loose the shackles tonight. Oh God, set them free, God. Set them free through your word tonight. By your power tonight. Deliver, Lord. Oh God, send deliverance tonight. We need you, Lord. Lord, we need you tonight. We're weak tonight, God. But Lord, you are our strength. Be our strength tonight, Lord. Build us up when we're weak. Build us up when we're torn down. Make us to stand. Cause us to walk right. Cause us to hold on. To your changing hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know you're ever, Lord. Oh, God, you see us through. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord. We can't make it on our own. We can't do this by ourselves. Lord, live this life in us. Live this life through us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that all things are possible to him that believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe tonight. Help them out of belief, Lord. Give us the faith that will deliver us to the faith. Cause your people to believe on you. As the scripture has said, out of our buildings shall flow rivers of living water. Living waters. Living waters. Let us bring up tonight. Let us bring up in our souls. Let us bring up in our hearts tonight. Oh, God, give us our joy back. Give us our peace back. Give us our hope back. Please, Lord. Everything that the enemy stole from us. We pray for restoration. We pray you restore it tonight. Send restoration tonight. Restore somebody's joy. Restore somebody's peace. Restore somebody's love. In the name of Jesus, restore somebody's strength. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Teach us how to wait. Lord, teach us how to wait. Teach us how to wait on you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, to your will. Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes, to your will. Not our will, God. Not our way, Jesus. But Lord, your will and your way. It's your will and your way tonight. In the name of Jesus. It's all of you tonight, Lord. It's all of you and none of us. All of you, Jesus. We come yielding tonight. We yield ourselves, Lord. We open ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus. All of you tonight, Lord. Move step out the way. Move step out the way, God, so you can have your way. Be glorified tonight. Get the glory, Lord. You get the glory tonight. You be pleased with us, Lord. Be pleased with us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be pleased with us, God. Be pleased with our life. Be pleased with the way we walk. Be pleased with the way we talk. Each and every day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we know you're able. We surrender to you, Lord. We yield to you, Lord. Oh, God, we say, what must we do to be saved tonight? In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, what would you have us to do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, what would you have us to do? We yield to your will tonight, God. We yield to your voice, God. Oh, God, we yield to you, Lord. We make room for you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we make room for you tonight. Oh, God, have your way. Oh, God, do as you please tonight. You get the glory tonight, God. Out of everything that's said and done, you get the glory out of our lives. Oh, God, we pray you bless our speaker tonight. Oh, God, continue to bless our speaker, God. Anoint your servant tonight. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, God, anoint your word, God, evermore. Let your word penetrate our hearts tonight. Let your word take root tonight. In good ground tonight. We know you ever, Lord. Please, Lord, break up the foul ground. Break up every stony heart. Let somebody come to Christ tonight. Let a soul reach out to you tonight. Oh, God, draw somebody to Christ, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know that no man comes unto the Father except you draw him. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you draw all souls unto you tonight. You said you be lifted up from the earth. You will draw all men. Oh, Father God, draw all men to salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, after you draw them, we pray that you save them. After you draw them, Father, we pray you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. Fill them up with your spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, transform their life tonight. Change their heart tonight. Change their mind tonight through the precious word of God. Only you can do it, God. Oh, God, only you can do it. We believe you for the saving of the soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to look on the brand new network. Oh, God, continue to have your way, God. Oh, God, give the increase tonight. Oh, God, you enlarge our territory. You enlarge our borders tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the visionary of this line. Oh, God, continue to give us strength, God. Look on Vander Bradley tonight, God. We pray you touch your body, give us strength. Oh, God, send your angels of protection. Oh, God, and keep your angels all around about us. Put a hedge around about her tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep her in your will. Oh, God, take care of her. Meet every need tonight. Provide even for her tonight, God. Whatever she desires, Lord, according to your will, God, we pray that you will provide it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake tonight. God, do it for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember every advisor tonight. Oh, God, every advisor that's been sent to this work. We pray that you assume their hands. Oh, God, help them to be armed bearers to the woman of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen their hands, strengthen their feet to stand firm on solid ground. We shall not be moved. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're standing on your word. We're standing on your promise. Have your way tonight, God. Do as you please. Oh, God, do as you please. Oh, God, save us all. Heal the sick tonight, God. Any sick among us, we pray that they will be healed tonight. We speak healing over them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke every affliction. Oh, God, they're trying to come against the people of God. We rebuke it. We denounce it in the name of Jesus. Satan, get thee hence. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we release healing tonight. Oh, God, we release peace tonight. We release deliverance tonight over God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the leaders everywhere. Oh, God, look on the nation, God. Save this nation, God. Have mercy on this nation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring this nation to repentance. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Humble this nation down. Cause them to hear your voice. Cause them to turn their hearts back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, reclaim that backslider. Oh, God, bring that backslider back to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you about faith. Oh, God, we count it done tonight. We praise you in advance for it, God. We thank you for the victory tonight. For thou hast done it. But thou hast done it in the name of Jesus. Lord, you did it again. You did it again in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you tonight. We say thank you. Lord, we thank you tonight for thou hast done it. Oh, God, we rejoice in your holy word. We rejoice for what you're going to do in his life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We rejoice, oh, God, for the souls. Oh, God, that you're going to save, that you're going to bless tonight. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for our blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. For God always hears us when we pray. Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the praise. Oh, God, not unto us, not unto us. But unto thy name be glory. And Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Father God, this prayer we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen and thank God. Amen. Come on, people of God, let's thank the Lord tonight. Come on, let's take a moment and thank the Lord tonight. Let's thank him by faith, amen, for thou hast done it. It's already done. Amen. They that know their God, hallelujah, shall do great things. Amen. We're looking for great things tonight because we know whom we serve. We know the God that we serve. Amen. And all power is given us to him. Amen. All power is in his hand. So we bless God tonight, amen, for all things. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Those of you, amen, that amen, have come in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where, amen, the church without walls. Amen. But we serve a true and a living God. We serve a God that sits high and looks down low. Amen. And tonight, amen, God's got a blessing with your name on it. God wants to bless you. Amen. God wants to heal you tonight. Everywhere you hurt. Amen. He's going to send his word tonight and do just that. Amen. He's going to send his word and heal us tonight. Amen. From every infirmity. So tonight we just bless God. We praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our speaker tonight. Amen. We're going to ask you to push star 6 and come on over to the platform. Amen. We're going to ask our speaker, if you would, please push star 6 and come on over to the platform. Amen. We thank God for our speaker tonight in the persons of, amen, Prophet Virgil Postel. Amen. He's no stranger to the line. Amen. He's been with us several times before. And thank God, amen, the man of back, God is back again tonight. Amen. To speak unto us the word of God. Amen. So we thank God for, amen, our speaker on tonight in the person of Prophet Virgil Postel. Amen. From Israel Revival Center from Alachua, Florida. Amen. Coming to us out of Alachua, Florida. Amen. We're going to ask our speaker, if you would. Amen. Please push star 6 and come on over to the broadcast side at this time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. If we would, amen. If our speaker would push the amen star 6. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Sheila Jones, you will push star 6 and come along to the broadcast side. Help me to sing this song. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones, you push star 6.
Yes.
Amen. You can say thank you.
I'm sorry. God bless you.
If you could say a little bit of thank you, Lord, while I speak a good position. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. I just need to.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen. We lost it to Sheila. Amen. We lost you.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank Sister Sheila Jones, amen, for singing that, amen, solo for us. Amen. We got so much to thank God for. Amen. I thank God, amen, for our speaker tonight. Amen. Thank God for our speaker in the person of Prophet Virgil Hassell. Amen. God bless you, man of God. The platform is into your hands.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Prophet Virgil. Amen. Prophet Virgil. Amen. You on? Unmute your phone. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Virgil. Can you hear us? Glory be to God. Amen. You're on the platform side, amen, but we can't hear you. Papa Virgil, can you hear us? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Papa Virgil, hear us. Amen. People of God, amen. He may be having some technical difficulties getting on. Amen. We cannot hear him. Amen. So what we're going to do, everybody just, amen, start praying, amen, and give the Lord some praise, amen, until we get to the speaker on.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Work it out. Work it out. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Thank you, Lord.
In the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Hold on for your shut. Thank you, Lord.
To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants in lecture mode, press 2. To unmute conference participants, press 3.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you.
To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute, all participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe we lost our host here for a moment. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you stepping in the gap and holding up the blessing banner. Amen. Praying, amen, that, amen, we rebuke all backlash right now. We rebuke everything that the enemy tried to bring against his line. And, amen, we have the victory through the blood of Jesus. Amen. We're going to see if we can get our speaker on tonight. Amen. Again. Amen. He might be, amen, experiencing some difficulties, amen, getting over. Amen. We're going to see if our speaker, amen, Prophet Virgil Pastel. Amen. Prophet Virgil. Glory be to God.
If you could press star 6, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We just praise God tonight. Amen. Amen. See like we can't get the man of God on. Prophet Virgil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm not sure what's going on with the man of God's line. Amen. But you know, amen, we must go on. Amen. We got to go on. Amen. 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 We have the victory through the blood of Jesus. Amen. We do have the victory through the precious blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Amen. God before us is more than the whole world against us. Amen. He's greater, amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I heard somebody say, let greater stand up in you. Amen. Let greater stand up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We're trying, amen, see if we get our speaker on. Amen. We're going to ask our speaker if you would push star 6 and come over to the broadcast side at this time. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Daniel Bonds, if you're online, if you could come over to the broadcast side, please, Daniel Bonds, while we try to get our speaker on. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have Dungeon Bonds on the line? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Dungeon Bonds. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. While we're trying to get our speaker on, amen. While we're trying to get our speaker on, amen. We, amen, had a little technical getting our speaker connected. But we want you to just give a testimony, give a few words to the people of God. While we try to get our speaker on. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Give the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To our Savior, to our King. Amen. Hallelujah to my everything tonight. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, to be on tonight. Praise God on the PNN. Praise God, amen, network. Amen. Giving honor to the Lord who's ahead of my life. Praise God to our Amen. Pastor, praise God. Amen. And to Evangelist Bradley. Amen. To all the PNN staff. Amen. Listeners all over. Praise God. We just praise God. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. I dare you to shout victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. The song said, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. No other name I know. We have the victory. Amen. We pray, amen, for the man of God. Amen. Amen. To come on tonight. Praise God. Amen. That the Lord remove every hinder. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just know when he comes. Amen. There is, amen, a great word. Praise God. Amen. That the Lord has given him to share with us. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Hallelujah. For his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord gave me. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I be lifted up. Glory to God.
Amen. Thanks, Bob. We can't hear you.
I be lifted up. I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God. So we come tonight to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift him up. Hey, God, give him the praise tonight. Amen. We honor him. Hallelujah. We're just so grateful. Amen. For his grace and his mercy. Amen. His forgiveness. Hallelujah. He's just good. Better, praise God, than Campbell's soup. Amen. I used to have a slogan that say with the, amen, Coca-Cola, praise God. Amen. He is the real thing. Amen. And also, amen, he's good. Mm-hmm. He's good to the last drop. Yes, amen. That's what Maxwell House say, but we can say Jesus is good to the last drop. Amen. Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus is. Glory to God. We're just excited about Jesus. Thank the Lord for the strength that he's given us from day to day, healing our body. Praise God. Amen. He's brought us from a mighty long way. Amen. And I thank him today, and I thank you all. Yet continue for your prayers. Praise God. Amen. Praying for one another. Amen. Just shout hallelujah. Anyhow, God bless you. Praise God. Amen. And we love you. Amen. We're going to turn it back over. Praise God. Amen. To none other. Praise God. Amen. To Minister Emmanuel. God bless you and thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Bond. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for your words, your testimony, your words of exhortation to the people of God. Amen. Thank God for you standing in place. Amen. Helping the work of the Lord to go on. Amen. We love you and we thank God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. And people of God, we thank God for your patience. Amen. We thank God for your patience. Amen. We, amen, experiencing a little technical difficulties. Amen. But nevertheless, we know that God is in control, and God's got it all in control tonight. He got everything covered. We ain't got nothing to do but just praise him. Bible says in all things to give thanks. And we know the devil does not have no victory. Amen. God gets all the praise and all the glory tonight. Amen. So I think amen, we have our speaker on. Once again, we thank God for you, Evangelist Bonds. Appreciate you. Amen. God bless you so much. Amen. And amen. I think we're going to ask our speaker, if he would, amen, push star 6. Amen. Come on over to the platform side. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Prophet Virgil Pastel. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for all that he is doing in all of our lives. God bless you all. And we thank God for everything that he was doing. Amen. And my schedule was a bit crossed up today. I was supposed to go to Jerusalem campgrounds and didn't make it, and so that kind of knocked me all off. And so, but we bless the Lord, amen, that the will of God is made manifest. God knows how to remind you of things, amen. We give honor and praise tonight to our celestial intercessor, Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We thank God for Prophet Hagen's. We thank God for Mother Carrie James. We thank God for the First Family. We give God praise and honor for the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, on tonight. We give God praise and honor for her on tonight. Amen. So we bless his holy name. If you have your Bibles, we're going to get into the Word of God on tonight. Amen. Tell somebody there's a word from the Lord. Amen. First Kings tonight. First Kings chapter 13. First Kings chapter 13 tonight. First Kings chapter 13. First Kings chapter 13. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're going to begin reading at the 11th verse. It says, now there dwelt an old prophet, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to his father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode their own, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting on an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in the way with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word, remember this, by the word of the Lord, that thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, this is another thing to remember, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they ate and at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that cameth from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunken water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water. Thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. Came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet, whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. All right, look at 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And we're going to get verse 22 and 23 on tonight. 22 and 23 on tonight. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. If I can trouble you for a moment, I'll give you a subject called just obey. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power, and your authority. God, we thank you for what you are doing in this hour. Lord, we come, Father, because the atmosphere has already set, God, that you continue to forgive us for all sins, sins of omission and sins of commission, even now. Blot out every transgression, oh God. And Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase, oh God, that your people make table, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your strength tonight, God, that you be with me and cover me under your blood. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Amen. We thank God on tonight. As we look at the scripture on tonight, we find in the scripture a typology of leadership, structural typology. And so we look at the young prophet and the old prophet in the text. And so if we were to put it into a perspective as to why did the young prophet obey the older prophet is because older prophets in the book of Kings or in the Old Testament were considered high priests. They were considered those who were the leaders or the masters. If you look at the relationship between Elijah and Elisha, they approached him with the scenario or with the saying of your master. And so they were considered to be the leaders and the head. And so because he was considered to be in a position of authority over him, when he spoke, it was supposed to be what's silent. And so when we look at this particular area of the text, we find ourselves questioning several things. Why didn't God kill the older prophet, and why did he kill the younger prophet? And it's plain and it's simple. It's because God spoke to the younger prophet. The instructions came to him. God gave him the foundation. God gave him the order and the structure of what to do. It was then the older prophet who came in and influenced that by engaging him with what he knew to be the honor of the Lord by saying the angels of the Lord had come. It is the same way in our lives. It's the same way in our lives and our behavior as saints, as believers, as we allow ourselves to hear the word of God from our own leaders. And we oftentimes don't agree with the word. So what we do is we take the word to someone that we know, a friend, a family member, a niece, a nephew, an aunt, an uncle, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, or even a wife. We take this word to them, and we allow them to give us their take on the word, and they revamp the word. And so we heed their voice over the voice of authority that is for our lives. And many times we do this, we end up facing more trouble than we ever could have imagined. And so God will show us in the text tonight that there are a reason for us to just obey what God has said. And so this morning, woman of God, when I woke up, I stood at the edge of the bed, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to tell the people of God that I said, just obey. I don't want you to look at nobody else for answers. I don't want you to look around the corner for answers. I need you to obey me with what I first said. I need you to understand that I said do this and not go to anybody else. For when we look at everybody else, we don't believe the word of God. We don't trust in God. And that brings a problem between us and God in relationship. We can't have that because God wants to take the body of Christ to a place that we're able to stand in a position of power and authority. There are many of us that should be further along in life than where we are not had we obeyed. And so because of that, we are delayed but not denied. We're often kicked out of things, and sometimes we miss blessings, and God takes that which he promised us and put it on our neighbor, our children, our children's children, and we never see the fulfillment of what was spoken over our life because of our disobedience. And so as we look at the younger prophet and the relationship of leadership, leadership is now supposed to be the one to speak to you according to the will of God and according to the word of God. However, there are certain times that we go to leaders outside our leaders to give us the word because we don't want to hear the truth from our own house. Isn't it strange that our obedience is always calling to check when we approach our own leadership? But when we go to other people, they look over our rebellion, they look over our misgivings, they look over our bad behavior, and they point to the issue of what we need versus what we need to change. And what I mean by what we need is that was what we need is what's in our heart that we say we need, and that versus what God said that we need to change. And so just in this case, you weigh the measure of the young prophet and the old prophet. Now the relationships between the two. Now you got one leader and you got another leader. Now one has to lay down their ephod in order to submit. And if you look at this particular structure, the young prophet didn't just submit to the voice of God or the voice of the stranger, the voice of the lion prophet at that time, but he laid down his mantle and allowed him
to be his covering for just a little while. He went with him because he honored his voice, whether it was a truth or a lie. He honored it because of his position. His position now in top ranking in the church made it more real and made it more accurate that I follow you. Hey, I'm going to go with you because you're the pastor of this church. I'm going to follow you because you say you prophet so-and-so. I'm going to sit with you because you say you do this and you say you do that. I'm going to go with you because that's what you do. And I know you for doing that, and so I'm going to sit with you in your flock for a while and eat from your table. But God told him to not go backwards. He told him, don't eat nothing. Say, why couldn't you just stay under the tree and stay at you and letting someone else influence what God has spoken over your life? Just like many of you should have had businesses, but you don't have the business because God spoke it, but somebody else spoke too. You allow voices that did not have the authority of God to move over your life. And today God is saying, just obey. I need you to realize that all I want you to ever do is obey me. I want you to submit to me and obey what I have instructed you to do. And so we look at these particular individuals and that we examine some things. And one of the first questions I had, Minister Emmanuel, to God was, God, what is the difference between obedience and trusting you? What is the difference between obedience and someone saying, okay, I trust God? And the Lord had to break it down to me, Minister Bradley. He said, now, if you believe me, then you are trusting me. If you don't believe me, then you don't trust me. And I'm looking, I said, okay, what does that look like? And so he sent me to Proverbs 3:5-6. He said, the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. But it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so as God began to show me that, he began to show me that any time we receive a word from the Lord, and we take that word, and we go and get it reexamined by several other people, we don't trust God. And so because of that, when we lose trust in God, we lose faith in God. We lose the will to pursue what God has spoken over our lives. This hinders our growth, it hinders our blessings, and it keeps doors that should be open locked. And so because of that, many times in our lives, we want to be repositioned. We want things to happen overnight. I use the example of this, and that is when many people, I've done this in ministry, many people have come to me after God has given them a word and said, well, what does it look like? What does that look like? What is it supposed to look like? If God said he's going to bless you, what is it supposed to look like? Sit still and wait till he bless you, because I don't know what it's going to look like. All I know is he said he's going to bless you. And so we are people for signs. We want to see everything. We want to know everything. But the Bible tells us strategically, your thoughts are not mine, nor your ways mine. And so there are things in God that we will and cannot see because it ain't none of our business. It's for you, but it ain't even for you to see it right now. That's why the scriptures say, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. He neither have it entered into the body of Christ. So these are the things that we have to understand, that God has stuff for us, but we can't delay by disobeying him. And so as I begin to think about the message and think about the relationship and think about how people take words and go and get one word mulled over by another leader and another person this, and we done went through, you know, people give you a prophetic word, and then you're going to run to somebody else and say, such and such said this, and such and such said this, and you're going from person to person, and everybody's had their take on the word and on the message, and by the time you get all of these extra words, you done got it all mixed up and all bundled up and all jumbled up, and now you're confused, and you're confused because you what ran your mouth. If you just would have stood still and obeyed the voice of God, everything would have worked out for you on your behalf. There are a lot of things that we would have right now in the body of Christ. The Lord began to deal with me concerning my own self, and I'm going to use this as a testimony. I remember years ago, I was in college and junior college, and I was living in student housing woman of God. And as I was living in student housing, we were getting ready to, my lease was up and we were getting ready to move. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. So at the end of every lease, you rotate. Rotate apartments, you rotate roommates, everybody, people graduating and leaving, and you going from place to place. Either you stay there or you rotate. And so if your lease is on a rotation, you rotate. If your lease is on an end, then you move out of the complex or you sign a lease to get to another building. And so my case, that I was on a end, my lease was on its end. It was over. And so I began to look for houses or apartments to go to, student houses. And the Lord spoke to me in prayer one morning in my room before school, and he told me, he said, I want you to move to Hill Plantation. Now, I don't know if you guys know about Hill Plantation, but that's where the millionaires live at. They had a house there, Minister Emmanuel, for $900 of rent every month. And then you had the light bill that was probably going to run you $100 in electric and your water bill and all this stuff was going to be, you know, run you up a little bit more. And so, and I had to have internet because of school. And so I began to look at it. I said, God, that's expensive. It's above my budget. And I'm making what? I'm only bringing in $1,100 a month at that time. And so I said, God, I can't afford that. He said, do you trust me? I said, yeah, Lord, I trust you. I trust you with everything. You know, I'm excited because God's saying, asking me, do I trust him? And I said, yeah, God, I trust you. I trust you, and I trust you with every fiber of my being. I love you with everything I have. He said, I want you to believe me and move here. And so when my lease came up, I moved, but I didn't move there. Because in the back of my mind, I was thinking like, wait a minute, I can't afford this. This stuff high. It's expensive. So I went to another student housing development, and I moved there. Listen when I say this. When I put my first box down on the floor, watch this, and I sat on the edge of the bed, the Lord spoke to me clear as day. He said, because of your disobedience. He didn't come and say, hey, how you doing? He didn't say, I'm going to give you a piece of candy. He didn't say, I'm going to hand you. He didn't talk smooth or nothing. He said, because of your disobedience, this place is going to cause you great pain, great loss. And first, I lost royalties from my books. Then I lost paychecks. I lost income. And then I was months away from my lease being over, and I moved to Tallahassee. And when I moved back to Gainesville to the apartment, my lease was about to be up. And it was days before my lease was up, I got a notice on the door, an eviction notice, and I called the lady. And she told me, she said, I'll give you to the end of your lease to get out. And see, my lease was going to be up anyway. But I use that as an example because, watch this, your obedience is better than sacrifice. It'll bring you more harm on you to disobey God than to obey him. And so we got to stop trying to figure out what it looked like and just trust him. You got to trust what you can't see. And one of the examples that I always give about trusting God and believing God, it's like standing on the Empire State Building with your back towards the traffic. And if God say fall backwards and knowing that he going to catch you, knowing that you're going to be all right. That's the type of trust God wants us to have. To know that God is going to keep you if you fall. He will catch you before you hit the ground. But you got to be willing to obey what he says. It may look rough, it may get hard, it may get difficult, but you got to be able to obey him at the beckon of his voice. So when we look at what God has shown us in the text by way of this young prophet and the old prophet, just because they're your senior, hear me when I say this, just because they're your senior, if it did not come out of the mouth of your pastor, and if it did not come out of the mouth of God, then you do not obey those who were not directly a part of the atmosphere where the word was released.
Salvation.
Anybody need prayer on tonight? Anybody need prayer? Anybody need prayer on tonight? Thank you, Jesus.
anybody need prayer on tonight, press star 6.
Amen. There's no one on the platform for special prayer.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of the woman of God and Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank God, amen, for such a timely word. Amen. A timely word, amen. And God don't have to say a whole bunch to us for us to get the message. Amen. We thank God for this word tonight. Amen. Just telling us a simple, amen, just obey. Amen. Obey the voice of God. Amen. We thank God for this word because, like I said, amen, we have to pay a price when we don't obey God. Amen. We have to, amen, we have to pay a price. Just like when we didn't obey our parents, amen, God, amen, our parents punished us. Amen. Same way with the Lord. Amen. We have to pay a price when we fail to disobey God. Amen. But like the man of God said tonight, all you have to do is just obey God. Just that simple. Just obey. Amen. Obey and be blessed. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want my blessings. Amen. I want everything that God has for me. Amen. In order for that to happen, I have to obey God. I have to obey his word. I have to make sure that my life is lined up with the word of God. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We appreciate you, amen, coming to us tonight, speaking, amen, with thus saith the Lord. And truly one thing about it, people, God, we're going to need this word. Amen. Something's going to come and test us. Amen. But God is going to remind us of the word that we had tonight. Amen. Even faced with decisions, God already told us what to do, but sometimes we want to override it. Amen. We want to override what God said. But it pays just to humble down and say, okay, Lord, yes, Lord. My soul say yes to your will. Amen. And we'll see that everything will work out just fine. So we praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. We appreciate you, amen, prophet, coming to us. Amen. Speaking, declaring the word of God. Amen. Beautiful, timely word for this hour. Just obey God. Amen. People, God, you know God has told you something. God has given you instruction. Amen. Follow through with the plan of God. Don't detour. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. But drive and go forward and do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And we thank God tonight. And people, God, we want you to know if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text. We're going to give you the number to text. Area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text area code 912-257-3918. Amen. For our radio, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen. If you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, amen, you can use, amen, WhatsApp. Amen, you can use WhatsApp, amen, and text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. And request a copy of tonight's broadcast, and we'll be sure, amen, to get it to you as soon as possible. Amen. God willing. So we just praise God for all things tonight. We just thank God for the word of God. Amen. Once again, amen, Prophet Virgil, we appreciate you. Amen. Come and unveil yourself, and thank God that the Lord worked it out for you. Amen. And amen. We have the victory. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus, we, amen, have the victory. Satan is defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus is Lord always. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God tonight. Amen. Let's continue to pray one for another. Let's pray for our visionary. Amen. Uncle Lon. Amen. Let's pray for Vanessa Bradley tonight in her absence. Amen. She's with us. Amen. But she, amen, she's not able to, amen, be with us. Amen. On the line tonight. But let's continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. And let's pray one for another. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. Amen. And we're going to turn it back over. Amen. To the man of God. Amen. That he can have the last say so. Amen. And that he may have the blessing of the line. And also, people of God, we want you to know that, amen, Prophet Virgil, I said, will be back with us on tomorrow night as well. Amen. The prophet, amen, Virgil will be back with us on tomorrow night as well. So let's come looking, amen, in expectation. Let's come with expectation, amen, to receive more of God's word and just to be blessed. Amen. We're going to obey. So we know that we're going to be blessed. Amen. We can't lose when we obey God. Amen. So he will be our speaker on tomorrow night as well. Amen. So let's come back on tomorrow night, amen, to hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. So at this time, amen, prophet, amen, the platform is back into your hands, amen, for the last saying and for the blessing of the line. Then afterwards, people of God, we're going to, amen, unmute the lines that we may give God a corporate praise together. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Appreciate you.
Amen. God bless you. Appreciate you too, Minister Emmanuel. We thank God on tonight for what he's doing and what he has said on tonight. Just obey. That's all he wants you to do is obey. Obey. Just simple as that. Just like Minister Emmanuel said, simple as that. Just obey. Obey him. Obey him. Not much that he's asking, but just for your obedience. We're going to pray and bless the line tonight. Father, we thank you. And we bless you even now, God. We pray now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will bind the will of the enemy, God, and you will bring his works to naught in Jesus' name. Father, we pray over this line, God, that you will bless it. God, that you will send increase, that you will send people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father. Change lives on this line, oh, God. Change hearts, change minds, oh, God. Change souls. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will sweep over this line with your glory and your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless the host of this line. Bless those that work with, oh God. Bless those, oh Father, that lift up our arms, Father, with peace higher. Father, I pray that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, save, set free, and deliver. Heal, God, by your power and your authority now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen. God bless you. People of God, God bless you, amen, prophet. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We look forward to hearing from you on tomorrow night, God's willing. Be blessed. Amen. And people of God, we're going to unmute the lines that we may give our corporate praise together. Amen. We're going to unmute the lines at this time, and we may give God our corporate praise together.
All participants are unmuted.
Man, Jesus, thank you.
Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people. God, keep praising them, keep lifting them up, and just obey. Until tomorrow night, we see you then at 9 p.m. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.